that man dressed in black robes masquerading as a judge referee, John Meat Grinder Mulligan, as I call him.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring up Attic.
Attic is, artichoke heart attic is another story altogether.
Oh, boy.
These guys who are, you know, mostly guys, a couple of women, who, you know, really essentially keep the drug war running. And they're responsible for this. They could be doing something else with their time. They could be saying no. They could be engaging in principled behavior. But instead, they are like the judges during the German occupation of France. They are engaging in a collaboration with a kind of tyranny, which is ruining the country. I think it's bankrupting a lot of people, ruining many lives, and abusing a lot of people. But, you know, just going from that grand vision or grand nightmare that we are in every day to the reality as a sort of the moment-to-moment, I've had problems with Mulligan for years because his court is the court in the basement of the county building, Department 10, I think it is, where you go if you get an infraction, usually, unless you have the sense, and you please do this immediately, to disqualify Mulligan by making a 170.6 motion, which is a motion, a peremptory challenge, it's called. It means you essentially say, for no particular reason, I don't want this judicial officer to hear my case, and you have a right to send it into another court. That's what I did with my jaywalking ticket, for which I go to trial on May 23rd, jaywalking at a peace demonstration on Mission Street with 3,000 to 7,000 other people. I got a ticket. Admittedly, it was as I was coming back from the rally. Admittedly, it was just after they opened the street to traffic. I looked both ways. The police said, you can't cross here, and, you know, then sort of strutted or vroomed off on their bicycle, on their motorcycles. And I said, no, I can cross here. There's no traffic here. There's not a stoplight. This isn't an intersection between two stoplights. This is, you know, this is legitimate to cross here. And, of course, I was ticketed. Now, you know, I did have a T-shirt that say, warning, police at work, and showed a picture of a police officer shooting an anonymous citizen.
Oh.
And I don't suggest that Officer Martin gave me the ticket simply for that reason. I think he felt that I challenged his authority. I've talked about this on the radio, and I'm going to be taking it to court. But that's the reason I was in the county building today, because I was getting a subpoena together. I was going to subpoena police records. I was going to subpoena records, intend to subpoena records, to show potential selective enforcement around the jaywalking issue.
How difficult is it to subpoena these records?
Well, actually, you know, this is one of the advantages of going to court. There are very few advantages, but one of the advantages of going to court is you can go in and get subpoenas for records that you might not otherwise be able to get under Public Information Act requests.
What kind of process do you have to do that?
Well, what you do is, first of all, you got to be charged with a crime of some kind, like jaywalking.
Oh, okay.
Then you go to your arraignment hearing. First, you disqualify Mulligan under a 170.6 motion. You go up to the window and you write, I swear under penalty of perjury, I believe referee Mulligan to be prejudiced. Under 170.6, I request that another judge be appointed in his place. And then they'll give you another judge. Usually it's not a judge, it's a commissioner, either Smooth Steve Siegel, as I call him, is the commissioner I got, or a Junk Justice Joseph, Irwin Joseph, who has got some pretty notorious cases like chalking on the sidewalk with erasable chalk constitutes defacement of the sidewalk. That's one of his more notable high points.
Yeah, you're the phantom chalker, huh?
No phantom I. I'll tell you, I ain't no phantom.
Don't do it in secret. You're out there.
Oh. Right, yeah. Becky Johnson, actually, was the woman mainly convicted of this, although Nate Kennedy and Kim Rinker and other people have been recently, in the last year, arrested for chalking mostly peace and civil rights slogans on the sidewalk in erasable chalk sold downtown on Pacific Avenue at Pacific Arts. What's it called? It's not called Pacific Arts. Palace Arts Stationery, right next to the Cinema 9 Theater. And it says sidewalk chalk on the box, you know. But apparently this incitement to crime is not being dealt with by the district attorney's office or by consumer affairs. They should have, of course, confiscated all this chalk and told these stores that selling the implements of crime is simply, you know, the kind of thing that what causes hopscotch all over town.
Well, maybe they should make it a class one substance, the sidewalk chalk, you know.
Clearly.
You know, it has no legal use, and, you know, it's...
But getting back to this tangled web I'm weaving of words, I was downtown at the courthouse today, getting in Meat Grinder Mulligan's court, keeping an eye on the would-be jurist. He isn't really, this is a man who's been on the bench for, what, 14 years at least. I've seen him there. He's still making the same, You might say making the same mistakes, but that's a little too charitable. He's still engaging in the same abusive process that he did years ago. For example, when he gets people up there on misdemeanor charges, sometimes he will inform them that they're on a misdemeanor and they can have a right to a jury trial upstairs and a public defender. But half the time he doesn't. And I sat there taking notes on it with my little trusty notebook here, and he's still doing that. That's the reason that I encourage people, just get your case out of there. I mean, Junk Justice Joseph and Smooth Steve Siegel are not particularly better in many respects, but they at least, you know...
Sounds like a laxative.
Have to give a... Yeah, in a way, it certainly is. It feels like a trip to the John or the outhouse. You got something, Jeffrey?
Did they name Mulligan Stew after him? You're talking about meat.
Oh,
right. And you know, a mistake in golf is a mulligan, so this guy probably plays golf and he gets lots of free mulligans.
Possibly. So we used to call him Mad Dog Mulligan, but that sounded a little too colorful for him. He has this persona of being a very kind of amiable fellow, and he is. He's an amiable enough guy as long as you don't cross him. But I saw him today take Joe Barker into custody. Joe is a guy who was the victim of assaults as a homeless man way back in 97 or 98. He was beaten by four, middle-class thugs here in Santa Cruz, non-homeless, middle-class vigilante thugs, along with other people. And this is actually a rare case where the police actually went after the thugs and took one of them to trial and convicted one of them. Unusual, very unusual in Santa Cruz. That isn't generally what happens. And Barker was there, I believe. He was accused of driving on a suspended license, which is a whole show in itself. This is a major poverty crime in Santa Cruz, because if you get your license suspended and you have no bus service, you have to drive. What kind of consequence? Unless you have a bike, you know, and you get a bike, I guess you can do it. But for many people, and I guess for some people, bikes are an alternative for some poor people. But for many people, cars and buses are where you got to go to get to work. It isn't always true, of course, and it shouldn't have to be true, and there's got to be ways to make it otherwise, and I agree with all that. But in any case, Joe Barker got these tickets, and he was there getting these, getting a sentence from Mulligan. He was foolish enough to plead guilty to all these things, apparently on the expectation that he would be released. This is an infraction court, and for infractions in California, you cannot be put in jail. You can be fined, which you can then substitute for community service if you want, but you cannot be jailed. Well, Mulligan told him, you failed to pay this and that, and we're putting you in jail. He didn't say, Mr. Barker, you're entitled to a public defender here since you're facing a charge of, you know, a potential jail sentence. He didn't give him any of this advice. He simply put him in jail.
Is that legal to do?
In Santa Cruz, if presiding judge Barracuda Barton, as I call him, says it's okay, then by cracky, it's okay. Barracuda Barton was, they switched this around. I mean, one year it's Artichoke Heart Addict, then it's Kangaroo Kelly. You know, they go from judge to judge as the presiding judge. The irony here is that I actually like some of these judges personally. I mean, I think Tom Kelly's a nice guy, and I think Attic has some sharp things to say about on some civil rights issues. But if you look at what they do, in a lot of cases, it's you know, and of course the main thing is there's a pattern of abuse on things like the drug war. They are collusional on this. There's no way around it. They are daily immiserating significant numbers of people in this community for no good reason other than they're told to do so, and they get a nice hefty salary to do so, and they somehow are persuaded that that's justice. Or if it isn't justice, it's law, and as long as the Fuhrer rules, I guess that's what we have. You know, I mean, when we happen to have the Fuhrer, we have, you know, the set of drug prohibition rules, I guess you might say Congress, because it was Congress that passed these laws. I could go into Congress's authority and all that kind of stuff, but I will at another time.
This is one of the Capitola 13 that you were certainly partially responsible for, the fact that the city of Capitola has changed the law in the last few days. You might want to tell the readers how they better not get anywhere near that recruiting station, even on the sidewalk, if they spill some Mulligan stew or anything, you know, on that sidewalk in front, you know, where the sidewalk ends, right there. You might want to discuss how the law was changed.
I will. Yeah, you're referring to an article, and which actually, this is all I know about the subject, what I read in the Mid-County Post. This is the latest post, came out a day or so ago, May 6th through May 19th. Good, interesting little paper. I mean, pretty conservative. But they have more substantial kind of nitty-gritty what's going on in the little committees that really make the decisions of the various political bodies locally. Then even the Sentinel, or the Sent Anal, as I call it, or the Mercury News. This is on Capitola amends public space ordinance following war protests. And what they did was, in summary, they passed a new ordinance strengthening the laws against blocking public sidewalks, according to this Michael Thomas story. They'd received complaints from nearby businesses and warned an individual who was actually, there was this guy who set up all his stuff strewn along the sidewalk right across from the peace protests at the recruiting center. So this really was not so much, at least an apparent response to the recruiting center stuff, which happened out on 41st and Claire's, for those of you who, probably those who are out there, you obviously know where it was. Those who don't, it's right on 41st as you come off the freeway. It's right before, I think, the Burger King or the Jack in the Box or whatever that fast food restaurant is on the first corner there. There were, at times, 60 or 70 people on the sidewalk with signs, honk for peace, and I'd like to see some people out there with signs saying, honk to get the U.S. out of Iraq, thank you very much, but it's, times have gotten leaner.
Get the U.S. out of Turtle Island, too.
And Turtle Island. This, across the street from there, the peace protesters, was this one guy who just essentially unloaded his van along the sidewalk and put a bunch of stuff up there, and it was kind of, I wasn't sure if he was, you know, engaging in a, you know, some sort of performance art or a yard sale or, you know, mental derangement or mockery of the protest. It wasn't clear what he was doing. But the Capitola City Council used this case. They went, they tried to remove him. They said they couldn't find a law that prohibited his activity. He remained on the spot with his belongings for over 2 days. In response, the council, according to this story, the City Council of Capitola drafted an amended ordinance to prohibit placing obstructions in any right-of-way. Although the city's report stated this intention was to alleviate the problems of encroaching on city property by protesters or any... Oh, this is the city's intent, apparently, was to alleviate problems of encroaching on city property by protesters or any other person. Any other person. Councilmember Dennis Norton opposed the ordinance on the grounds it could place unnecessary restrictions on Capitola homeowners. If you have vegetation or a fence that is in the way, the city can come and ask you to remove it. Norton said, we become so reactionary. He said, we have one instance and we write an ordinance for it. We are a city of laws and ordinances as it is. But Councilmember Stephanie Harlan said the change fills a gap in the city's codes and organized public protest remains possible. People can certainly still gather and use the public space, she said. Of course, what they're really doing here is they are doing what the Santa Cruz City Council has done, which is, in essence, it sounds like, authorize selective enforcement. And they're saying to the police, don't go after these middle-class guys. Just go after the people that you, you know, don't seem to belong there. Because this guy certainly looked rather unusual. And in a way, you know...
Yeah, but he's still a human being and should be able to protest.
Right. I'm not quite sure what he was protesting, but yeah, I mean, and I agree with that downtown. If people have, people carry their stuff around with them, and so the Santa Cruz City Council put the passed through this vicious ordinance called the Unattended Property Ordinance, which makes it a $162 crime to leave your property on the sidewalk unattended, even briefly, even if it's not blocking the way.
Hmm.
Doesn't have to block the way. And if you do it twice, it's up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine.
Wow, that's steep.
It's pretty steep. It's pretty nasty. It's part of the Kennedy, Rotkin, Riley, Porter laws.
Oh, those liberal guys again.
Also endorsed by Fitzmaurice and Premack and there's somebody else on the council, but I've forgotten who that is.
In the meantime, of course, the world's oldest profession, prostitution. The police aren't spending any time dealing with the fact that in the Open Exchange newspaper that comes out every week, we have, shall we say, well over nine women who advertise in there that they're doing massage when my sources tell me each one of them is a prostitute. We also have a piece in the City on the Hill Press that came out today on May 8th. Called Dancing in the Dark, Single Mothers and the Ultimate Sacrifice, how students at the University of California at Santa Cruz to make ends meet are now doing striptease. Of course, striptease is legal, but prostitution is not legal, especially when ads are right here in the Open Exchange.
It's, of course, a very, you know, a controversial topic about prostitution. I mean, I had always been an advocate of the right of a woman or man to, if necessary, sell his or her body, but there are some very good arguments you know, by articulate spokespeople such as Anne Simonton and Andrea Dworkin and others, that prostitution is, you know, is primarily a form of subjugation and sale of women, and doesn't have too much to do with the right to use your body as you choose. It's mainly the right of somebody else to profit off your body in this society. And that I'm still grappling with the issue myself. Did you have something you wanted to say?
I just wanted to ask you, have you ever had to sell your body?
Have I? Who would buy it? I mean, come on. Yeah. Let's get real here. Yeah.
I don't know. There's always a market, you know.
Yeah, well, I could, you know, possibly do a little trading, you know, I on the open market.
I see.
You know, I've never sold myself for
me
sex,
either.
But I could possibly, you know, gigolo activity. I may look old and cranky, but, you know, I'm reducing. I'm getting more attractive, at least to the to some.
Hey, you
less attractive
ride your bicycle.
To others.
May 10th is Bike Week.
May 10th
in Santa Cruz. You know, get out of your car. Get out of that wonderful, chariot that you've got.
I have no intention of riding my bike because actually I don't have a bike. But if somebody wishes to push a bike my way, I might be persuaded to attempt to. You know, do a few pedals. I'm, as usual, running out of time. We have about 9 minutes left before Uncle Dennis comes in and the onset of From the Cream to the Dregs, which is the next show, and you get some musical relief, 3 hours of music from this endless tirade. HUF, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, the group I'm working with, had a meeting on Wednesday. We actually pretty well attended. We had about 10 people. So it was kind of a sizable meeting for HUF. HUF has projects ranging from Huff and Puff, which is giving away medical marijuana on the streets to poor people, which we're still investigating. If you
wow, that'd be a good thing.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Puff and Stuff, or HR Puff and Stuff?
I know not.
There was a kids show a while back.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Giving away free condoms now at Rio College.
And more recently, well, we've had numerous projects. We're looking to get on the website we'd like to see police officers who they should be, of course, have no problem identifying themselves. Sometimes people who are, should we say, treated abusively by police officers cannot identify the police officers who abuse them. So we need some photos of those police officers so that ordinary citizens can say, yes, that is the police officer that I had the unfortunate incident with, or, you know, positively that, you know, there was such a good influence on my life, you know, who did such a fine thing for me on such and such an occasion. So if you want to go to the HUF website, you can always go to www.huffsantacruz.org. www.huffsantacruz.org. It is a bit out of date. We're running a little behind time because people who keep the website up are struggling to keep their house. They are vigilant workers on and trying to keep websites up, but they got kids to take care of and so forth. Here's a caller, for heaven's sake. Hi there, you're on free radio.
Well, I just wanted to mention about the identifying police.
Yes.
Just like the criminals in Baghdad, the police here in Santa Cruz actually have playing cards, except they have their own pictures on them.
You know, I heard they did, but I don't think that's still the case. I know that was a case about 10 years ago, but
no, a couple of years ago they were handing them out to kids in the beach flats.
Well, if anybody has a collection of Santa Cruz police playing cards, please contact me. We will try to
know who the real criminals are. We can round them up.
Well, if that happens to be the case, thank you, caller.
Do they have a Mike Rotkin as the King of Spades or something?
Rotkin, of course, is though he is a an advocate of increased police power, is not of course a police officer per se. Probably Steve Belcher might be. Although Rotkin is certainly a backer of Belcher, and the real, of course, the power behind the throne in Santa Cruz is Dick Wilson, who is the city manager. He's the man who, since 1984, has wielded the golden rod, so to speak.
Ah.
Yes. I would like this. Actually, I was thinking of purchasing someone a pack of those Saddam Hussein cards. And
they're hard to get, I've heard.
Well, you can get them online, I understand.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, actually, I actually may talk to one of my game store contacts up in San Francisco, who refused to take them. He had an opportunity to buy some for his store, but he refused because of ideological reasons. But you know, this might be a good reason, particularly if we can put city council members in the appropriate places. Hi, you're on free radio.
Hi, Robert. This is Jane from PERC.
Ah, this is Patients Inmates Rights Collective.
Psychiatric Inmates Rights Collective.
Psychiatric Inmates. Yeah,
and I just wanted to tell you a real quick thing.
Go for it.
PERC has a display at the Capitola Library.
Okay. Where is the Capitola Library?
Down the street from where you were protesting,
okay.
Toward Wharf Road. It's on the corner.
Okay, well, I guess the thing to do is to ask a police officer where the library is. They should know that.
Okay.
And if they don't
and there's going to be a Freedom Rally and Forum and Festival up in San Francisco on Saturday, May 17th and 18th. And for more information, they can get there by the web, www.mindfreedom.org, and the 800 number, 1-877-MAD-PRIDE.
Cool.
Cool.
So all you mad men and women, that's the place to go.
Yeah, anyone that was unhappy with their psychiatric treatment.
Anything new, by the way, Jane, on SB 1421, the new Needles on Wheels program?
I really don't know about that.
You better find
out.
I
have information from the web, but nothing more.
Okay. Well, okay, let's get that again. It's 1-877-MAD-PRIDE, phone number, May 17th to 18th, protest in San Francisco, website information, www.mindfreedom.org, and thank you, Jane.
Okay.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, indeed. The clock is ticking here. So I think we are going to wrap this one up. We didn't get the call that we'd hoped for. It could have been the caller tried to call in but couldn't make it in because we only have one line into the studio. I'm still looking for a VCR to hear on the air, although one generous Huffster has apparently got a line on that. Huff is also interested in working on the budget, and that seems to be coming down the pike at us, as well as we may be doing some legal workshops on how to deal with courts, how to deal with tickets, how to deal with the police. I want to thank you for being with me, Roger.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I just want to tell listeners out there, support Pirate Radio. I have my $20 in hand here, and Robert, I'm expecting my T-shirt.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know,
I'm not really the man to do this. Perhaps Uncle Dennis, who's just arrived in the studio, will give. You have a T-shirt on under that shirt. I see that.
Well, at another time, but I just wanted to support Pirate Radio with that.
Okay.
And,
why not?
You know, anyone?
Push money at me. I'm not the treasurer.
I'll take it back.
I'm headed for Mexico, folks.
It's headed
my breakfast in Baker Square.
Always talk about drugs. You'll probably be heading to the beach flats, you know, with that 20.
Roger, thank you for being with us. Appreciate you being on the air. Roger Bornique. And
that's French.
Jeffrey Gale, thanks for being with us. I got to go. Huff, 423 Huff is the number to call if you want more information, you want to get in touch with me off air, rnorris@hotmail.com. And I come back on Sunday between 9:30 and 1 on Sunday morning. So check me out.
Was it Cesar Chavez? Maybe it was Dorothy Day. Some will say Dr. King or Gandhi set them on their way. No matter who your mentors are, it's pretty plain to see. If you've been to jail for justice, you're in good company. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine. You law-abiding citizens, listen to this song. Laws were made by people, and people can be wrong. Once unions were against the law, but slavery was fine. Women were denied the vote and children worked the mine. The more you study history, the less you can deny it. A rotten law stays on the books till folks with guts defy it. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? so are the police. When that system fails, it's up to us to speak our peace. It takes eternal vigilance for justice to prevail. So get courage from your convictions. Let them haul you off to jail. Have you been to jail, Justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail, Justice? Will you go to jail for justice? Have you been to jail, Justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine.
Rabbit hole! And now the town is now. See my- not still comes on a screen, along with his yes self-righteous saying, and I'm one more guy who doesn't count, his head and clothes are too far out, while pushing back his glass of Sam.
Get out! buttons in the station.